Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are, another Monday, the 17th day already of March 2014, and here's what I'm going to do today. We don't have any guests. I have cleared the slate of guests because I want to take your phone calls. I want to cover the news. There is a transference to private corporate Davos-type interest of the Internet. We're going to be looking at that today and tying it into the technocracy that these scallywags run and operate and are building in to the technological system. We're going to look at the huge developments, obviously, in Europe and the Ukraine and what that means to the Russian, U.S., and the rest of the world economy. And we're going to get into a plethora of news that's breaking and that I haven't gotten to yet. I literally have one of the largest arrays of stacks of news I think I've ever had, and all of it is incredibly important. So what I'm going to do best I can is come back in the next segment and just read some headlines out to give you an idea of what's coming up. And then I'm going to open the phones up. We took military calls, active duty and retired, yesterday on Ukraine. It was so informative. People that had been over there in the Cold War, folks that lived in Ukraine for a decade, people who worked there. One guy called in, he was retired out of a naval intelligence recently, just incredibly informative. I'm sure a lot of you heard that phone call. In fact, we should probably give YouTube videos like that, names like, you know, Naval Intelligence Insider Speaks Out on Ukraine. Or it was just incredibly informative because I study this stuff in depth. You can tell when somebody knows what they're talking about and then takes it to a whole other level of how this is all a war game to put pressure on Russia so they can take Syria, and that's exactly what it is. And then, of course, move on to Iran. And it's not that I'm some fan of Syria or Iran. It's just that the globalists are running America and Europe, and it is just a bad situation any way you slice it. And, you know, the numbers I've got are there are 200,000 troops on the Russian border with Crimea. 60,000 are already in there. And you've got one of the largest standing armies, though it's primitive, but they have armored vehicles, tanks, and artillery. Close to 1 million people in the Ukrainian military, but really only a few hundred thousand they can muster up. But they are massing those near the Crimea. We heard all these threats last week. I think the big story is that people like John Kerry and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dempsey, had all sorts of rhetoric about how there might even be military action. You've got McCain running around calling for military action. And military aid, if the Russians didn't pull out of Crimea, well, Crimea just voted 95+% actually. The last number I saw with the votes in was 97%. I found that hard to believe, but I mean, they had Western exit pollers picking that up. I mean, that is a massive number, 75% ethnic Russian, but still, I guess the Ukrainians do, in that area, do not want to go, those that aren't even Russian, with the EU. And look, Ukraine's got a lot of serious beefs with Russia, and I'm not painting Russia as angels here, as Ron Paul has said. It's just the West started this, overthrew the government, and is trying to start a new Cold War to get rid of national sovereignty. They're going to use the crisis of a new Cold War with Russia as a police state excuse to militarize the EU via Germany at its heart. That's why Russia is criticizing Germany right now. The Russians are not stupid. They know who's running and quarterbacking this, and it's Deutschland über alles at the heart of Europe with the same financial interest pulling the strings here in the United States and England. And Israel wants it as well because they want to be able to take out Iran's allies. So it's the stars aligning for war. Economic war, bare minimum. Cold war and hot war is on the horizon and could approach any time. We're going to come back, break down a spectrum of news, and then give out the phone number to take your phone calls. Stay with us. Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off super male vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Gonna make you burn. Thermal nuclear warfare. Don't you fool around. Yeah. Pull the trigger. Shoot the thrill. Play the kill. Too many women and too many pills. Folks, the problem we have is not old-fashioned type trouble, but just corrupt boss hogs running around. Now, we have globalists that want world domination who've got their fingers on the nuclear launch triggers, and they want to pull the trigger. And that's the big issue here, ladies and gentlemen. They've now had the big state-run TV darling of Vladimir Putin, as George W. Bush would call him, on state-run television, says Russia could turn U.S. into radioactive ash. By the way, I've been invited on that show. And on other shows on Russian state-run television. I'm not bragging. I'm just giving you an interesting factoid here because I'm against war with Russia. and, you know, against turning Ukraine over to the EU and against George Soros, starting with the State Department, McCain, $5 billion of funding to overthrow the elected government. But I will not go on state-run Russian television. At the same time, I will not cross the line because Russia is going to end up getting involved in its own rhetoric and its own escalations that are going to end up being bad for this country. You see, I look for an American interest and my individual interest and my children's interest. And I've described this over and over again. On a scale of 1 to 10, 0 being a country not being bad for U.S. interest, which means the interest of the American people, and due process and private property and family and the right to self-defense and having a good, truly sustainable future. So I look at a country as being, say, neutral at 0 and being hell-bent to destroy us at 10. Russia's about a 1, despite all the things the globalists have done to Russia in our name, with our money and our military in the last 20 years, since 1991. All the West has done is try to destabilize and bring Russia down and loot it with outside banks the entire time. And our government, in 1917, at the end of World War I, on record, funded 100,000 New Yorkers, mainly East Coasters, mainly New Yorkers, who were Russian immigrants in the last two generations, to go back to Russia with $25 million in gold delivered by Stalin to V.I. Lenin. This is all mainline history books, by the way. So we owe the Russians, along with the British, who let British intelligence be involved, they were honchoing the whole deal with U.S. money. The U.S. and British citizens owe the Russians a gigantic apology for dumping V.I. Lenin and Joseph Stalin to lead an army of 100,000 Americans, Russian Americans, to do that to them. People don't know all this stuff. We literally took down Russia and kicked the czars out and put the Bolsheviks in, boys and girls. The Bolsheviks. I'm going to say that again. The Bolsheviks. The most nasty, filthy scum you could imagine. And then when Stalin finally, decades later, kicked the Trotskyites out, do you know where they came? Back to New York City. And then they got kicked out of New York City, so they went down to Mexico City. And then they creeped back in the 60s and took over the Republican Party via National Review. And now run the Republican Party, actual Trotskyite Bolsheviks. That's a. If you're a new listener, you're going, man, that sounds crazy. That is 100% mainline fact in the New York Times. The Washington Post even admits it. You understand that? You understand the geopolitics here? We're dealing with a global crime syndicate that will use Al-Qaeda to take down Syria, that will use Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda to destabilize Egypt, that will use Al-Qaeda to take down Libya and destabilize all of Africa. They admit it's a total hellhole now, many times worse than it was under Gaddafi. Gaddafi was actually, out of arrogance or whatever you want to say, building up all of Africa with tens of billions of dollars of oil money a year, no strings attached. Literally the only person building up Africa. And I'm not romanticizing Muammar Gaddafi. But compared to the Al-Qaeda people, he is a little angel. And that's what we're getting down to here. I mean, that's how serious all of this is. And when you look at the whole history of it, the globalist British intelligence would use a bunch of Russian immigrants to go into Tsarist Russia and take it down and kill 30-something million people over the next four decades. That's in Russia, 30 million. 10 million in Ukraine. Millions in Poland. Hundreds of thousands in the Czech areas, other areas they took over. I mean, the numbers are just staggering. And the globalists would like to do that here, as Larry Grathwald, who died last year, former Green Beret, Vietnam, infiltrated the Weather Underground, sent him to prison. They were in the meetings. It all came out in court and was confirmed how they were going to have a Bolshevik takeover here and how they were going to put 50 million Americans in death camps and kill at least 25 million of us. Well, I'm going to explain something to you, okay? The goal of Obama and all of his czars, if they could have everything they wanted, would be to put 50 million people in torture camps, okay? This isn't rhetoric. This is what they'd like to do. And if they can get a war going with Russia, a regional war, a conventional war, a proxy war, and then they'll start this new thing up that they're spies or stage some terror attacks and say Russia did it, they're going to come out and try to bring in martial law. They're not going to call it that. And they want a war, just like Hitler started war so he could take over domestically. Governments do the same thing over and over again. Julius Caesar would start outside wars so he could seize power in Rome. It's the same story, folks. It's like third world dictators. They'll claim there's some threat. You know, Bolivia will claim there's a threat from their neighbor and then declare martial law or civil emergency and take over. Or Honduras will do it, or Nicaragua, or El Salvador, or the list goes on and on. Or they have martial law basically in Nigeria now because of a Muslim threat in the north. It's, you know, cobras kill more people every year, the numbers I've seen in Nigeria, than Muslims do. And I'm not saying there isn't a Muslim extremist issue there. It's total hype. And war is the health of the state. And the state's a giant cancer growing out of control. And I just know the history of Russia. I know what's going on there. I know what's happening there. They're reforming a nationalist, neo-czar confederation that scares the you-know-whats out of the George Soros types who want to run the world. And by the way, put something in Russia that looks like neo-Bolshevism with a bunch of foreign banks administering it, sucking the country dry, having everybody line up to get their government ration, to get their government welfare check. Then the economy collapses, and you get a pittance from what you got before. But that's the plan. That's Cloward and Piven. Look it up. This is what they're doing. And here's the problem historically. People will be faced by an evil, and they just can't believe it's happening to them again, and so they get run over by it. Well, I'm a history buff. And I know who runs the country. It's a bunch of super rich ultra elites who want a form of socialism slash communism at the grassroots with a fascism sitting above it that administers it, that's above the law, tax exempt, diplomatic immunity. A UN, Davos, carbon tax, world government. It's all being announced, by the way. The internet's being handed over to the UN. It's all happening right now. All the stops are being pulled out right now. Again, I do not romanticize Vladimir Putin. I mean, you talk about creepy, folks. I'd go to New York for events and stuff and other places. And, I mean, you know, these women with their handlers would not even, like, Vladimir Putin is a patriot and Russia likes you. Do you like her? Well, you want to be friends with Russia? I'm looking at a woman who looks like Marilyn Monroe, and I'm like, no, I don't want to have war with Russia, but I'm not. This is long before all this stuff's cranked up, folks. I was running into this. Can you imagine how infiltrated our decadent country is with Russian spies? How penetrated it is? If the Russians were after me like 8 years ago? Before any of these politics were even going on? Putin did not blow up towers in Russia in 99 like you say. Putin is good. Okay, we do not like your film saying he bombed building. Muslims working for government of your government did it. It's just like, okay, whatever, man. You know, that's how far-seeing the Russians are, despite all their corruption and medievalness, is that eight years ago, you know, I go to an event in D.C., New York, Florida, Russian operatives, folks. This country is so infiltrated. You want to start a war with them? Is that what you want to do? With our corrupt, decadent, scumbag government that's starting to start all these wars? I mean, and I'm not telling you these stories to sit here and like, you know, oh my gosh, James Bond stuff. It's not James Bond stuff. The Russians, it's crude right up front, man. And you heard those calls yesterday. I mean, it is just so horrible. And I'm going to get into the Russia, and then I'll just go over a bunch of news headlines. And then I promise I'm going to get to U.S. to relinquish remaining control over the Internet. And then this article in the Washington Post says, but no one knows who. That's what they do when they don't want to tell you. I'm going to tell you who they're handing it over to coming up. You probably guess.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We don't need no education.
We don't need no thought control.
We don't need no thought control.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
No dark sarcasm.
That's the trendy fake liberal pecking at you, making you get in line, nudging you. Brainwasher, leave the people alone. Hey, Soros, leave this country. country alone.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
All in all, it was just another brick in the wall.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
We know who's behind the New World Order. We know who the enemy is.
All in all, you're just another brick in the wall.
Tell them. We don't need your brainwashing. We don't need your thought control.
We don't need no soul control.
No dark sarcasm. Hey, control freaks! Leave humanity alone! Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here blasting out worldwide. All right, let me get serious here, folks. I never finish my analogies. I rarely do. The point I was getting at that's key here is, let's say zero is a country's neutral with us, like Switzerland. And being neutral actually means very positive. Then it's just free will back and forth, free association. You get so much wealth, you know, can you handle it? Like the Swiss, you know, most people can't. They create a corrupt system. Everybody ends up robbing each other and everything collapses and you become Venezuela or you become America with a gang that follows a leader and then get free handouts. But soon there's no handouts anymore. Soon there's only uniforms and guns and trudgeons. Soon the language falls apart. Soon all the chivalry is gone, and the elegant weapons for a more civilized time are replaced with the brute black helicopters, checkpoints. But here's the analogy, and it's more than an analogy. I mean, it's really just a fact. It's more than just a way to gauge it. Let's say Switzerland's a zero, and 10 is total oppression, our total enemy. Russia is about a 1. And now, because it's doing counter sanctions, maybe a 2 to U.S. interest. The globalists to Russia are a 10, trying to bring down Russia, offensively all over their borders, funding Muslim extremists to attack them, trying to bomb the Olympics, openly threatening them, starting wars in Georgia, starting wars, overthrows in Crimea, using public ignorance about the facts to go, oh, they're democracy, nonviolent protesters shooting police. With John McCain, the guy that 6 months ago was, you know, leading Al-Qaeda, literally in Syria, trying to take over, blowing up all the churches. This guy is the enemy, not Russia, is my point. So Switzerland's about a 0. Russia's about a 2 against U.S. interests, real independent interests of the American people. China's a 6 or a 7, as I said last night, influencing our media, buying our debt to control us, backing up the bankers to keep that scam going in turn for our jobs and industry, buying up all the rare earth minerals, getting all the deep water ports, infiltrating with spies and over 10,000 known front companies operating and then engaging in money laundering operations to destabilize the economy long term. I mean, it is a total takeover by the Chinese. They're about a 7 against us. They're a real threat. Blue water navy, giant arms buildup. Russia's just trying to survive. And then you've got China's about a 7. And then who's a 10? Well, I'm going to tell you. You're saying the New World Order's a 10? No, they're not. They're an 11. They're going 110% out. So hardcore against this country, against our physical well-being with fluoride in the water, the GMO. And then they write textbooks, eco-science, right there on my desk. The White House science are about putting poison in the water to make you more passive and reduce your fertility. It's all very funny to them. And they write books about it. Doesn't matter. Harvard comes out and admits lowering IQ in kids. Doesn't matter. They admit sevenfold increase in bone cancer, pancreatic cancer. I mean, go read literally thousands of studies, and it's all hands down known. And so we're run by the eugenicists. They're playing all the countries off against each other, and they are an 11. So that's why I'm against this war. That's why Ron Paul's against it, because he's smart. He's informed. And he knows that Russia had a very measured response, only taking Crimea. NATO and the EU just took 90% of the country. They just took it over through proxies, and now George Soros is going to suck it dry like a giant vampire that he is. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Obama doesn't like that. He built it.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists literally think they own us. They treat us like a natural resource to be extracted, a renewable resource, a human resource, as they call us. Did you know that the health department set up in England in the 1890s, 1901, 1910 in New York, different permutations of it across the country, literally list us as human resources to be culled and controlled officially? The family courts, all of it, are an expression of eugenics law, the new system of government adopted officially by the 1860s by the Britannic Empire. And now the standard world language is Imperial English, and the standard world government edict and directive and prime operational system is global technocratic eugenics-based world government. The elite know everything is in the genetics. They seek to become God, to repair their own inbred genetics, and to suppress and supplant the rest of humanity. They are creating a genetic dictatorship worldwide. They are assaulting us through trans-mutagenic GMO systems now being added to the crops. There's an article on Infowars.com about it that is absolutely incredible. And when you know eugenics, folks, you know everything about these people. And then you go look up the people that had Monsanto and GlaxoSmithKline and Bayer and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. Bank, all of them. They go to eugenics conferences. They go to sub-eugenics conferences. They go to groups that were called eugenics organizations, the Eugenical Society until the 40s, and Hitler made them look bad. And they literally rule the planet. Except for the Russians, they haven't mopped up yet, and the Iranians. And it doesn't mean the Russians or Iranians are good. It means the global Borg are bringing them down. In fact, they just put the headline up from Infowars.com today, Daniel Taylor. New form of GMO sneaking into food supply this year. Technological elite engage in mission to attain full spectrum dominance over life. And that's their words. We are under just total assault. And the only way to get around this is admitting it. You can't just play patty cake with this. We're not going to sit here with half measures and get out of this. I want to explain this again. Russia has been supine in the last 20 years, since 1991. So, how many years is that? 20 plus? I guess under Common Core it could be 100 years, because 2 plus 2 could equal 29. I know it's 23, but you know the point is it could be anything they say. Like randomly, I could just randomly dial numbers on a phone and might as well just, it should work. I mean, Obama said so. These are the age of total mental illness and total fraud with a public that's been brought up in front of television sets. And so people don't understand that the website was not meant to work so they can make it about the broken website. People don't understand the scams. I do. I know what they're going to do before they do it. It's very nightmarish, by the way. It's nightmarish to not be arrogant and to be able to sit down with major CEOs of major companies who get a lot of it and say, you'll never stop it. You might as well just join with it. Or to talk to major, you know, people that are very successful and billionaires and people, and they don't even understand it all. They know their business and that's it. I mean, it's very lonely sitting here watching it all in white papers and all public taking place in front of me, and people have lived their lives in it, so they're comfortable with it, and they've adapted to it in a bad way. And that was the great epiphany I was given by the head of a major U.S. bank off record on that first-class American Airlines flight to be on The View. He was on the plane in his perfect suit, unwrinkled, and when he got up from it and put on his overcoat, he looked like something out of a you know, Nordstrom's catalog. And he looked at me and he laughed at me and he said, they will adapt to whatever we do. Don't you understand? Not all adaptation is good. And he laughed at me and said, we win, you lose. And at that point, with the demonic power he had twice the male vigor that I had. In his focused evil, you could tell the guy didn't use drugs, didn't drink, didn't eat fattening food, nothing. He just looked at me after 3 hours talking on the plane, and he finally quit the nice guy act and says, as we're getting up, and he goes, you really want to know? They're all going to adapt to what we do. They'll muddle through everything, and there's no way out of it. And he got up and put his coat on like a Darth Vader stormtrooper and marched off that plane. And I look at the public who are like mindless children who have no idea what they're facing. These people put poison in your water and laugh at you. They put poison in my water, and I don't do enough to filter the water I bathe in, even though I give people the advice to do it here. The filter breaks, I turn it off, never get the people to come replace it, and I've been 6 months without a filter. I mean, I am pathetic, ladies and gentlemen. I have adapted to bathing in poison. I have adapted to using a smartphone, even though it radiates me and tracks everything I do. I have adapted to not getting enough sleep and not taking care of myself. I have adapted. The world goes on. And we're going to adapt to half the public dying of cancer by 2025 in major government numbers. Pull it up. Half the public's going to have or be dying of cancer by 2025 in the West. You go to the third world, middle of nowhere, nobody's dying of cancer. And I'm not trying to get negative here, folks. It's already going on. You might as well know what's happening. You might as well be aware of what's happening. The level of mind control, the Stockholm syndrome of loving your abuser is so great. 95% of black people in this country vote for the Democratic Party, whose sworn goal under Margaret Sanger and the Great Society is to exterminate every one of you off the face of the earth. And then to give you the hip-hop gangster culture on record in the 90s to weaponize you to act like gangsters so the police can be trained. So you wear your gangster tough guy uniform, the police are then trained you're a thug and are trained to put you in jail. And you literally go out and wear the uniform of a prisoner with your pants hanging down over your butt and everything else. And Hollywood says it's cool, so everyone gets behind it to convert the culture to that. And the police, like attack dogs, like a foxhound is trained to kill foxes, the police are trained to go after gangbangers, and then you go dress like a gangbanger and try to act hard. I don't care what color you are, but it started with the black folks. And then they put you in a prison where you go to jail for petty reasons when you're in juvenile, and then the gangs induct you. If you're lucky, they don't bend you over and give you HIV. And then when you get out of juvie, well, now you've gone to school to be a prisoner, to be institutionalized, and now you're put out on the street, and they choose a few dozen of you out of tens of millions of wannabe gangsters, and they let you sit there rapping with a big fat belly hanging out and throw some women up there with you, and then the kids think that's how they get ahead, when really you're being inducted directly into the prisons on record, where they get state laws passed all over the country, where they got to have 90% occupancy in the whacking hut type industrial prisons. You can walk over and talk to one of these kids, one of these white, black, it doesn't matter, who's into that whole gangster culture. They don't know what planet they're on. I was in a gas station the other day, and they had one of those coffee machines where you put the coffee in and pick the one you want, hit the button. And there was a group of these trendy hip-hop people in there, and they didn't know how to use it, folks. You could tell they grew up in their diapers, getting their diapers changed every 2 days. My mom goes out with these loaves and fishes, and she does Meals on Wheels, too, and she says, I need to go with her. I haven't gone since I was a teenager. And she goes into East Austin, and these kids see them and run up, and they'll have, like, a sandwich and some chips or whatever, and they give them, and the kids sit there and just beg them and thank them and gobble it up and haven't, you know, sometimes seen their parents in days. No CPS is coming to take those kids. The CPS is only coming if you've got a healthy child they can adopt out, or maybe they take a fancy to wanting to bend them over and rape them. So, that's how this country really works. I mean, let's stop being naive about all this. Let's stop being fools. I literally watch the thug culture of everyone trying to walk around acting tough. It's a fake alpha male act. And the women are so lost. The women are so desperately destroyed that because MTV said so, they actually believe they're going to be successful attaching themselves to some 20-year-old, 10-year-old who literally thinks acting like a wannabe gangster is tough. That's weaponized culture. Just like they had the feminists, they couldn't get half the population to smoke. Women wouldn't smoke. It was seen as unladylike, so they had feminists go around and smoke cigarettes and say, show your man in the newspapers. Show him you're independent. Smoke cigarettes. And of course, now women lead the United States in lung cancer. It's sexy to get your lungs chopped out. You didn't know that? Sure killed my grandmother. She was a lot tougher than a man. Women are tougher than men. They chopped her lung out first and a bunch of other stuff. She took them 10 years to kill her. My grandfather, well, he died of lung cancer in just a few months. Jerry Jones wasn't as tough as Patty Jones. And then there's all my family that's died of Agent Orange. Just all the loving gifts of the New World Order. I'm very thankful for all of them. Aren't you? You know who I'm worried about, though? Those Russians. Those bad Russians. You're not patriotic if you don't get behind George Soros, the Nazi collaborator. And, he fought the Russians in World War II. I mean, of course he fights them now. He's a patriot. He gets ADL awards, just like Schwarzenegger. Your dad's in the SS. You're a product of an SS marriage. You dress up in Hitler outfits and tell Rolling Stone you love Hitler. You get an ADL award. You fight Nazism, you get attacked by the ADL. I was downtown yesterday doing some business and walked out of a restaurant. And they went, excuse me, sir, would you like to sign our petition to fight the KKK? And I already knew about the petition. It was to ban free speech in Texas. And we've already done reports on it. They're all over the place. And I turned and the guy went, you're Alex Jones. He goes, I'm actually a fan. It was a guy and a girl. And I went, buddy, the ADL is basically run by the New World Order and the government. Excuse me, I had a Freudian slip. The Southern Poverty Law Center, basically, basically is run by the same people that run the Klan as a culture clash, just like radical Islam is being funded by the West. He started laughing at that. You know, he must not be too big of a fan if he hadn't done his research and gone and found out that was all true. You know, I said I'd get to all this news, and I haven't done it, have I? Boy, there's a lot of it. Let me do this, because I said I would cover news. Let me do that, and then I'll take some of your phone calls in the whole next hour, interspersed with things like, out of the literally 300 articles here or more. I bet you could count these. I bet there's 300 of them here. Bill Maher, God, a psychotic mass murderer. Can you guys cue that up? The Washington Times has the video clip, but Bill Maher, God, a psychotic mass murderer who drowns babies. That's what he said to get attention last Friday with his show with a dwindling audience. Here is the clip where he said he likes to promote death so there's less people so he has more, because he's a eugenicist. Bill Maher knows what team he's for. He is a anti-human, ultra-fascist Hitlerian. People go, well, he's Jewish. How can he be Hitlerian? Doesn't matter. I mean, you could have Hitler-like ideas and be... See, because if you want to kill people, if there's too many people and you want more for you, and you just said everybody's subhuman, kill more people, but don't kill me. I'm Bill Maher, who has writers that make me sound witty, who can't even sell out 1,000-person arenas when he travels. I mean, I could sell out 1,000-person arenas endlessly. Bill Maher's a nobody, but a punk, a coward. An anti-gun sniveling rat bastard. That's not fair to bastards. There's a lot of great men that didn't have a daddy at home. I apologize to all the bastards out there. I mean it. Here's Bill Maher talking about how we need to kill more people. But then when he wants to ban your guns or wants to talk about God being a murderer. No, people like you have death in their heart. People like you like to see death. People like you like to exercise raw power. You've said it yourself. Don't blame God because you were given free will, you sniveling maggot. Let's go to the eugenicist, Bill Maher.
The Pope is consistently pro-life. I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for the death penalty, although I do believe in more DNA testing. My motto is, let's kill the right people. I'm pro-choice. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving. That's okay. What I'm for.
All right, wait.
It's too crowded.
So,
the planet is too crowded, and we need to promote death.
When I look at the Venn diagram of people who are pro-death penalty and pro-choice.
Let's stop right there. Oh, yeah, they're inconsistent. Those that are pro-death penalty on average are anti-abortion. That's because it's an innocent baby. These people act like they're intellectuals. They are literally stupid. but they know how to cling to the dark side, cling to the evil, and get off on the power trip. So he loves death. And then he says God is a psychotic mass murderer who drowns babies and basically wants to kill people. So you're God, Bill Maher? Because that sounds like you. That sounds a lot like you. Bill Maher, God, a psychotic mass murderer who drowns babies. I'm so sick of the public being so dumb and letting scum like Bill Maher sit there and lecture you and lie to you all day long. I mean, he is a predator. He is an uncool, anti-human, sniveling piece of trash. And we need to recognize him as the enemy. We need to recognize Barack Obama as an enemy. Believe me, they're your enemy. And if they ever get their way, folks, they're going to, you think we have the biggest prison population now? It's going to be 10 times that. These are dungeon keepers. These are just, words cannot describe what vile scum they are. And they tell us submit to them and we'll have freedom. No, we'll have slavery and death. I'll never submit to the New World Order. Stay with us.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Imagine a world where a surveillance device exists in every home in America, on every person, and it's accessible by anyone with freely downloadable software on the internet. From government and business competitors to thieves and abusive spouses. Sound far-fetched? It's happening right now. Big Brother is listening.
Target is on the move.
Watching.
Cell phone signal acquired.
Using your cell phone to spy on you.
Tracking GPS coordinates.
Even when you think you've turned it off.
Recording audio visual data now.
End the espionage now with the privacy case. Using military-grade electromagnetic shielding, the privacy case can block unauthorized remote access, prevent GPS location tracking, and stop audio-video eavesdropping. Order your privacy case now at privacycase.com and use coupon code GCN for free shipping. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
You got someone to blame.
Got someone to blame. You said one love, one life. When it's one need
in the night,
in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
You know, Bill Maher sits up there and he says, get the traffic moving, kill people. But God's a mass murderer.
Did I disappoint you?
It's disgusting. And of course, I want to explain this. It's like coral reefs. You can go to the Caribbean and drive in a boat for an hour and never see a coral reef and not see much life. And you come up on a coral reef, it's teeming with life. The cities, people move to the cities because there's jobs. People move to the cities because there's opportunity, there's excitement. But yes, that means there's then lines. Like going to a good movie, there's going to be big lines. Or going to a really good play, there's going to be big lines. The play that's not any good is not going to have any lines. And it's not going to be out on the street very long because no one's going to come to it. If we don't have 2.1 children, no one's going to be there to take care of the old people. And by the way, they don't intend that. They're going to euthanize you, yuppies. They're teaching you how to be alone, be friends with your smartphone, and teaching you how sexy euthanasia is, because that's the plan for the baby boomers, and then that's the plan for the Generation Xers, and that's the plan for the precious millennials and everyone else. What am I? I'm 40. Is that a Gen Xer? I'm not supposed to be successful. I'm a nobody, because the old folks told me so. Now, I'm old. I'm not as trendy. I'm joking. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, this has all been actuaried out and is on record. They are going to kill everybody. And they're going to do it in a very orderly fashion. And you've got case for killing granny and how wonderful it is to commit suicide and how great it is to kill people and blah, blah, blah. Trying to turn off your life force so the globalists can have all the resources. NASA's out today, it's up on Infowars.com, the London Guardian story, saying society's probably going to collapse and that it's unsustainable. And that, you know, they need emergency global measures to stabilize it. They create artificial scarcity. They begin to collapse the world economy, Agenda 21, on record, and then think we're so dumb we don't read their own white papers from Club of Rome 1967 with this current battle plan of neo-feudalistic serfdom. They are cutting off the resources and are going to tax you to the level where you live in a 20-foot, you know, long, wide little box, if you're lucky, 250 square feet. They're shutting off everything. They are putting us under siege. We are becoming literal slaves. Wake up. I'm going to come back to the phone number out, get into all the news, and I will get into the internet takeover. It's exhausting to read all this news and then try to go on air and cover it again. I got to be honest. Because I read all this stuff, and then it's like I've already seen the movie. It's like, ugh. Every one of these articles is like, ugh. But it's good to get the poison out. It's good to break it all down, so I'm going to do it. Now, continuing here, just briefly, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. They're great patriots. They have super high-quality non-GMO food. And they got a lot of other great preparedness items, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And they make the show possible, and it's where I get my storable foods. And you're crazy. I mean, in this world with all this stuff going on, if you don't have some storable food and a firearm and basic water filter, I think you're crazy. I mean, that's what I got. So, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Don't forget InfoWarsStore.com for all the other items that help fund the operation, and they're great items.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.